previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
As we lurch from one public holiday to the next, I wonder if you're planning a braai. Maybe on Thursday or maybe at the weekend. But if you are, watch out for the beef you buy. That's because prices are skyrocketing. Why? Well, according to News 24, there is a shortage of slaughter-ready cattle, a hangover from last year's drought in many parts of the country. That's coupled with the current persistent rains, which are driving up the price of feeds. Quoting Woolies, ShopRite and Spar, the News 24 report says prices are expected to stay high at least until the middle of the year. Another factor is increased demand from consumers, who have a few cents extra to spend as a result of lower fuel prices and lower interest rates. In case you missed it over the long weekend, the suspension of the VAT hike now has legal force. A Western Cape court issued an order to that effect on Sunday. What is still unclear is where we go from here. Government, that's theoretically the whole of the GNU, now has to revise the budget and introduce new legislation to Parliament. That will then have to go through the committee stage, then back to a full session of the House for ratification. The problem, of course, is time, which is in very short supply, and that's assuming that all the players involved can agree on a programme of cost-cutting. That's never easy, with each government department and minister fighting tooth and nail to hang on to what they've got. From diversified mining house Sibanye-Stillwater, a warning that unless platinum group metals prices pick up, it will close unprofitable shafts. Business Day reports this would lead to further job losses in the sector. Says Sibanye, the group also expects overall PGM production from South Africa to dip slightly this year. South Africa is the world's biggest producer of platinum, but we've been bearing the brunt of the global price slump over the past 2 years. On the markets, no JSE yesterday, closed of course for the holiday, but everyone else was trading. In London, the FTSE closed flat, New York little better, the Dow up 0.3%, the S&P 500 just above flat, the Nasdaq just beneath. No Tokyo this morning, closed for a holiday, Hong Kong up 0.4%, Sydney up a full 1%. The US dollar is unchanged at 1.14 to the euro, the rand at 18.55 to the dollar, 21.13 to the euro, 24.85 to sterling. Gold at 3,316, platinum 991. Bitcoin just under 94,800 and Brent crude oil just under $65.50 a barrel.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.